Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff.
This is episode 255 for Friday, August 30th, 2024. It's a little past 11 and I should be going to bed, but I have way more energy than I had yesterday, and I can do a better job of talking about what happened on Thursday. Thursday was really fun and it really deserves a more thorough review than I was able to give it, so let me go pull up my DragonCon schedule so I can take a look. Tell you the truth, this is my journal of what happened at Dragon. Fellow FedEx John costumers, and they said, hey, we're going to do a processional to all of the FedEx office doors in the three main host hotels. They told me about that, and I was absolutely up for that. So that meant I ended up changing out of my California girl superhero suit that I'd been wearing for the polka party after I had dinner and back to my Sailor FedEx so I could be in the processional. And that was so much fun. We got so many great reactions from other con goers. Oh, it helped that the processional was led by an actual real live bagpiper. Really playing the music live. So we kind of made quite an impression on the con. I feel the need to say that I do not take the Cult of FedEx John or any of its activities all that seriously on a personal level. I consider the whole thing to be just silly fun. But man, I really enjoyed all the seeing all the fun reactions from everyone we passed by. And at that point, I decided to go over to. I tried to catch DragonCon History 101 DragonCon Cults, but unfortunately, I couldn't get over to the hotel formerly known as Sheraton in time. The Cortland Grand Hotel, I know. I just like saying that. So I hung around there, chilled out in the lobby, gave people directions to badge pickup, waited around for DragonCon History 103, which was also a really interesting panel. I got to hear some really cool stories from longtime con goers who have become beloved by the con community. And then we were ready to go over for our Thursday night karaoke digital media style. That was so much fun. I absolutely adore Chuck's energy and the energy of everyone else in those karaoke rooms. They are absolutely one of the best parts of my Dragon Cons, always. We had a great time. Lots and lots of really high energy songs. And Chuck broke Chuck wrote Filk song lyrics to I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits. I'll leave it to him to talk more about that. But it was very, it was Star Trek themed, and I thought it was very funny. And then I was getting pretty tired, so I decided to go to bed after the first hour and a half or so of that. So that was Thursday. It was great. Let's talk about Friday. I have a friend named Ryan who's one of my roommates and who enters at least one, usually several, costume contests at Dragon Con every year. This morning, I ended up being their costume handler for much of the morning. We failed to catch the Purple Line shuttle. We were one of the many people who failed to catch the Purple Line shuttle. Came back to the room to rearrange baggage and rethink costume logistics and re-glue costume parts, and then get a Lyft ride over to the con. So that was fine. I was also wearing my video game costume. I'm wearing it right now. And of course, we had the annual Pizza Friday. Oh, I had a little bit of time to kill before Pizza Friday, so I went over to the Trek track room to listen to people's hot takes on Star Trek, where we discuss our possibly controversial opinions on Star Trek, and it was very fun and interesting. Pizza Friday was great, as always. All of us get together around a really long table at the downtown Atlanta Mellow Mushrooms, and we have lunch. I ended up walking back to the room to change into my California girl, because I was partway into the sky bridge between the Hyatt and the Marriott before I realized that in all the morning's excitement, I'd forgotten to grab the backpack that had my California girl outfit on it. And the Jukebox Heroes shoot has traditionally been Friday at 4, so I had to come back to the hotel for it. However, so I changed from my Mari from Palea outfit to my California girl, and this time, by an amazing stroke of luck, I was able to catch the Purple Line shuttle down at Spring Hill Suites. So I got there 5 minutes early, and I ended up being the keeper of the Bluetooth speaker and player of the music, because the person who was going to do that was running late. And we hung out, took some really good pictures, had some great laughs. I got to see everybody's creative costumes. I don't think I really took any pictures myself. This year we had the woman to blame from Margaritaville and a Come On Eileen. The idea here is to think of a song that could also be a superhero name and make a costume based on that, if you didn't know. So I went straight to, as I stayed with that group as long as I could, and then went straight to the Subspace Rhapsody sing-along. That was so cool. They got a bunch of people to do choreographed acting, lip-syncing, and even dance along with the characters on the episode live on stage in the Hilton Grand East ballroom while the episode played, and we didn't load into the room fast enough, so we started late. So we started late, so we ended late, so we had to cut it right after the end of the grand finale in the episode. But if we were going to cut it off, I'm glad we cut it off right at the end of that grand finale song. So that was so cool. I really, really hope that that comes back every year, and I said so in the app, in the feedback field. I then decided, at this point I have been in the spandex superhero suit for somewhere between 3 and 4 hours, and I'm starting to get sick of it. So I changed back into my Mari from Paleo, which I did bring with me, have dinner, briefly go over to the West End, and stop by the West End's restroom, and I happen to find somebody left an earring on the sink, so I say, oh, hey, how appropriate. I have a found item quest now. So I leave a note just in case anyone comes looking for it, saying, if you left an earring here, I'm taking it to the Dragon Con official lost and found in the Marriott, signed a fellow Dragon Con member. So I went that, said hi to my video game buddy very briefly in the Sprout Social. She was obviously very busy answering questions and running the bingo game and kind of coordinating things. So I just kind of said hello. And then decided to go over to Friday Night Costume Contest, and I was able to be there in time to see Ryan's massively complicated ball gown slash armor suit inspired by Doom Slayer from the Doom video games. It was really, really cool. I'm really proud they got into the contest. After the contest, I did stop by the official Dragon Con Lost and Found in the Marriott, lobby level room L406, toward the back of the lobby level, and turned in the earring and completed the found item quest, and ultimately ended up getting a lift ride back to my hotel. Wow, I've been talking for almost 12 minutes. This is by far and away the longest episode I've done this year. Tomorrow is parade day, so I really should go to bed. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.